his office.
Oh.
Yeah, and I went to his office and I got there. He told me, at first I went to my friend.
Oh.
Okay. How it started was that I even went to the examination hall a bit late because I have like health challenge
Oh.
that I was trying to take care of myself before I got there. So upon arrival at the venue, I realized that answer booklet was exhausted.
The
Can you
watch
imagine?
was exhausted.
Yes, answer booklet because the exam was slated for on
Okay.
Saturday.
Okay.
So when I got to the hall, I was stranded. There was no examination booklet. So he walked in and saw us, me and my friend were standing, and he inquired why were we standing. So they told him that there's no answer booklet. So after telling him that, he now started making calls to look for answer booklets because the people, like the lecturer from the department, said there's nothing that can be done. So fortunately for us, they brought answer booklet and we wrote the exam. So now after I finished writing my exam, like when I was about going, I felt like me and my friend, it was okay for us to say thank you. Innocently went to his office to say thank you. We met some ladies there, some also female law students there. So we told him thank you. When we were about stepping out, he was like, we should wait. So we waited and that was it. So after we finished, he just spoke to us normally and told us to come back. He kept on insisting if we wrote the examination well. I told him I wrote really well. He was like, no, are you sure? Are you sure that we should come back and check up on him? Like, come back and come to the office and check him. So the next day, I and my friend went. So when we got there, he sent my friend to go and look for somebody. Then only me now followed him to enter the office and he locked the door. So when we got there, he was like, give me a hug and stuff like that. Give me a hug. So I felt like it was innocent hug and he hugged me. It was so tight that he was more like it was suffocating me. The hug was so very tight. Was pressing me to his body and started kissing me, like kissing my neck and kissing my neck. Then after then, he told me to sit down again. Then he started kissing my head. Then he brought his lip that I should kiss him. I was like, sir, no, I cannot. So he started struggling, struggling. He noticed that somebody was at the door. He asked me to go and open the door. Luckily, my friend now came, so he now stopped. Then that was how he now collected my number and was like that he knows that we didn't write well, that he can help, that I should send my matriculation number to him. So he invited me again to his office. That's like third time. So when I got to his office, because then my friend couldn't come, so
So
I
why
went.
did you go again?
He told me to come. He sent me a text
Okay.
me. He was the one who asked me to come.
Mm.
So when I got to his office, because my friend, we were supposed to go together, but she said she didn't have fare, like transport fare to accompany me. So when I go there, I explained to him that she said she couldn't come, that she doesn't have fare. He was like, he doesn't want her, that it was me he wanted. So when I got there, he started by saying, am I close to lecturers? I said, sir, no, I'm not. Then he was like, why? Am I scared if they will refuse me? I was like, no, sir, I don't just want to be close to them. I was like, okay. He asked for my CGPA. I told him that I'm on a second class lower. So he was like, why? Now, why would I be on a second class lower? That nobody cares how I get my grade. That I should just try everything possible to get the grade. That in life, everybody is paddling their canoe. Nobody cares how you get the grade. Just make sure you get it. That do I have money to sort my courses? I was like, no, sir, I don't have. Then he was like, why don't you use what you have to get what you want? I'm like, sir, how do you mean? He said he does not know, but why am I dulling? He asked me where I'm from because I'm actually from Edo State. So he was like, why are you dulling? Your mates from Edo State, they are doing things in the faculty. They are very smart. Why are you not smart? Why are you so dumb? Why are you doing all of this? You think he now told me that the world does not favor the second class lower. The world only favors the second class upper. I should make sure I do everything possible to be on second class upper. Like I should make friends with lecturers and stuff like that. Then he asked if I was a virgin. I told him no, ma. So he was like, okay. Then when I was about to go, that was when he now told me that I should send him the matriculation number on WhatsApp. I sent it to him on WhatsApp. Then when I was about to go, he was like, come and give me a hug again. When I gave him the hug, he started holding me and touching me and started to kiss me again, kissing my neck. He brought his lip to kiss mine. I was like, so no, sir, I cannot kiss you. He started struggling, struggling. Then after then, he now turned me and held me so tight again. He was like, make sure you come and visit me anytime you are coming, anytime I come back. Because that day, that time we're done with the exam. So people are not in faculty. So it was like when school resumed, I should always make sure I come around to visit. And I told him, okay, sir, and I left the office. So ever since then, I was really very traumatized because I felt really bad that this one, my dean is already making sexual advances. If I say no, what will happen to me? What will happen to my admission and stuff like that? So I was really, that point in my life was like the most trying period of my life, because he's a senior lecturer in the faculty.
Okay. So that means there was no sex?
No, ma'am, there was no sex.
There was no sex?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm. And there was no rape?
No, there was no rape.
Okay. And the first day you said he called you, and your friend left, started holding you, he asked you to go again. Why didn't you get something to record on business? Is there any kind of text message he sent to you that can nail him from his phone? Any kind of evidence?
The only evidence I have is the one he said, see me, and send a circulation number that was going to help me.
And you sent your... So the only evidence you have is that he texted you, see me.
Yes, he texted me.
But any lecturer can ask you to see him. You said you had an problem that when you went to take exam, because of health challenges, you went late. And when you got there, the examination papers were finished.
Yes, ma'am.
That was what he said.
Yes.
And that he was the one that ran around to make sure he gets your admission letter, paper to write. Hmm?
Yes, ma'am.
Your exam papers to write. And he later called you to make sure you wrote the exam.
He
said what?
No, he told the people in the examination that we should make sure that we write our exam. Then it was after the examination had been concluded, he collected my number and he started asking me to see me, to see him.
Okay, how many times did he send you to see him?
Okay, the first time it was...
The one from the test.
Okay, only just once. Just once.
Only once.
Yes, sir.
And that was during that exam time.
After the exam time. Then we were...
After the exam.
Yes, then only day.
Okay, and you said when you saw him, he asked you that you wanted to be sure you took the exam.
Yes.
Hmm? That yes. was what you said, right?
Yes.
Now, Soteria, right?
Yes, ma'am, Soteria.
I'm investigating this case because I don't want anybody using either you or any party, both the man or the VC, to use you people in the middle of this. This man has gone to court because he's proving that he's innocent. He did not harass you people sexually. He did not have sex with you people. He did not rape you people. So, but a black card was carried for him, which is no, it would be, you're a law student, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Which you know it will be a punishable crime if no evidence is there. Is there to prove, Ombia, to prove it. And so I want to, that's why I'm coming in as a mother to sort this issue out. So fortunately, you've just proven you were not raped, you were not, he didn't have sex with you, but orally, and that the only evidence you have is that he sent you a text and said, come. But before you said about that, you said to me again that he struggled to make sure you get your exam paper to write because the school said the exam papers were finished.
Yes, ma'am.
And he asked you when he saw you, did you write well? I hope you later wrote the exam. You said that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now that the minister has come into this, deal with me alone, so let nobody use you. Both the man and the woman, let nobody use you. Because you're a growing child and you have a future to protect. Are you understanding my point?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want this situation. You do something that you won't be able to live with in future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. Because you're like a daughter to me. Do you get me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I will still call you again. But my discussion with you, I recorded it as part of evidence in this case.
Okay?
Yes,
ma'am.
But I will not use it against you because you're my daughter. I have to. What I'm out is to protect you, protect your innocence, and help you as much as I can. I can never do anything that will jeopardize you, your future, or your happiness.
Okay.
You trust me. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm with you.
Do you trust me?
Yes, ma'am, I trust you.
Okay, darling, love you, here.
Yeah? Oh, ma'am, you say your name is what? Sorry, I didn't get
it. Kennedy, go to it, search me. No. Okay. Thank you. My name is Richard Kennedy Ohane. I'm the Minister for Women Affairs.
Okay, ma'am.
If you save my number.
Okay.
If you save my number, you go to WhatsApp and see my picture.
Okay.
You search me on the internet to read about me.
Okay.
Then you send me text because I want to work with you to put a stop to some of the things that are going on. Some of them are because some people have interest for others to go for them to have a better chance. And they will not want to use people to get that done. I don't want you to be one of the people they will use.
Okay.
But the story you told me now, it does not amount to sexual harassment.
Okay, ma.
Do you know that?
Yes, ma.
I love you, Nehe. Yeah?
Okay, ma. Oh.
Okay, darling. So save my number, eh?
All right, yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, ma.